If they could see me now, that little gang of mine. I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those Stumbo bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first rate chums I attract. All I can say.
Gwen Verdon died yesterday at the age of 75. She was considered one of the greatest dancers in Broadway history. She starred in Damn Yankees as the devilish seductress Lola. On that show, she worked with choreographer Bob Fosse. He became her mentor. She became the dancer who best interpreted his work, most notably as the star of the shows Redhead, Sweet Charity, and Chicago. I spoke with Gwen Verdon in 1993, and we played her big number from Damn Yankees.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets, and little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants.
I think Damn Yankees was the first Broadway show that you worked on with Bob Fosse, who later became your husband.
True.
What was it like the first time you worked with him and danced to his choreography? What was different about his choreography and direction from what you had experienced before?
The first thing that I noticed was it was so amusing. I know it was sensuous. I know it was all of those things. But it was done with such a sense of humor, and also done with the innocence of a child. So you weren't acting sexy. It just came out that way. And I was amazed at the training, because I had excellent training in many disciplines of dance. And I was amazed at how disciplined and what was required with Bob's work.
What was required of you that you...
Ballet, tap, isolation, which I had learned from East Indian dancing. And, I mean, there was his humor. I had worked with Jack Cole, who always did very sensuous women. He did Gilda for that number, Gilda from the movie, Gilda for Rita Hayworth, I think. He's probably more famous for that number. But it's not funny. And Bob would do the same kind of thing, not the same steps, but his point of view was the flip side of that. It was just making fun of being sexy, which comes out much more sexy.
Do you feel that you played Lola, the devilish seductress, as funny?
I played it as a child. Have you seen little girls all dressed up in their mother's clothes, you know, and lipstick smeared all over their face? I did it like that.
When you said that there was isolation required for Bob Fosse's choreography, do you mean like just moving one shoulder or an elbow or just like one part of the body?
Yes. And it was extremely musical. That was up to Bob. I mean, the music was the groundwork. But he would catch every little thing. If you moved your little finger, there would be a ting on a triangle. So, and there was an economy to the movement. You didn't just sort of blast out and dance. It was isolation and discipline. That's the only thing I can think of.
Would he do the moves to show you what he wanted?
Yes, and they were hysterical. And I once said, I don't think I can do that in high heels. So Bob put on high heels and did it.
Oh,
so,
no.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
well, he believed me, but he had to find out for himself.
Well, could he do it in high heels?
Sure he could.
So then you were forced to do it.
Not forced. I thought, oh, as soon as I could see how he did it in heels.
Well, what was the trick?
It was not a trick. It was a certain step in Lola where you keep twisting, and I kept thinking the heels are, one heel is going to scrape by my other foot.
So what was the solution he came up with?
Just do it. And if you're turned in enough, you have to be very turned in, which worked just great for me because that's how I studied dance. That's how my mother taught me when I was two.
Gwen Verdon recorded in 1993. She died yesterday at the age of 75. We also lost a great singer yesterday, Julie London. She died at the age of 74. We'll close with one of her best-known recordings. I'm Terry Gross.
Now you say you're lonely. You cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river.